Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Oh, it's great to have Pastor Jonathan and Helen back with us, and we're not jealous at all, are we? If you are, take it captive. Give it a shaking. One of the philosophies that I have on Sundays, and I guess this includes you if you're here this morning, is that Sunday is our opportunity to have a Jerusalem time. Is that we can come into the walls of praise and thanksgiving, and we can come into the courts, and we can have a great time with God and with one another, and we can have God speak to us and do stuff to us and challenge us and revive us and heal us and set us free, so that then we're ready to go into the Jerichos of our lives. So I believe today is a great time to be in Jerusalem. So if you're here for the first time, welcome Jerusalem. I bet you thought it looked different than this. Maybe it was hotter, but this is a kind of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Thank you for your participation. This is going to be really interactive, kind of 40 minutes. It might feel like a day if you're going to sit there. So get involved. Where's Dave Hedy? A good man. Any Arsenal supporters here today? Excellent. They've all left. They've all gone to Manchester. Thanks, Charles. Over the last couple of weeks, for those of you that have been here, we've had a great kind of journey of messages. About 3 weeks ago, Pastor Gary just shared his heart about the power of the fear of the Lord. Not walking with someone scary, but walking with someone who you are in awe of, in a reverent attitude of, hey, this is God and God's picked me. What a great message that was. Then we had the first of our theology of sheepology. Yes. Do you remember that? That was brilliant. That was awesome. I was sitting there at the beginning trying to think of loads and loads and loads of really catchy phrases, like Pastor Clive's trying to pull a wool over our eyes, or is this a word that's a fleece and all this kind of stuff. You can tell where this is going, right? But the theology of sheepology was brilliant. I really loved that. It really spoke into my heart and into my life. And it's like, yeah, I'm a sheep and there's a great shepherd, and he's not just a shepherd of the universe, but he's now my shepherd. Because he's taken up ownership, and that's awesome. And then last week we had another great, encouraging, building message about how when we walk in agreement with the purpose of God, and when we work together with those that we're next to, we can build something bigger than us. And isn't it exciting to know that right now you are part of something bigger than you? I think it's brilliant. And kind of flowing out of this kind of thing, I want to do the theology of sheepology too. So I'm kind of calling this message sheep that go thump at the fright. Oh, hello. We have technology here. I don't know whether that was Mark or he's throwing his voice, but somebody just said, praise the Lord. If you want to join in with that, that's fine. But I'm going to call this kind of message a sheep that goes thump at the fright. Is that okay? But this message is for the one. As I was praying about this during the week, and Friday particularly, yesterday night a little bit, this morning a little bit, I believe right now in this room, this message might only be for one of you. Might not be for the 99. You might have heard this 1,000 times. But there is one person in here, and it might be the person sat next to you right now. It might be the person that you brought with you. It might be the person that just turned up. It might be the person that's here for the very first time. And I just want to talk straight to you. If the rest of you want to listen, that's great. Now, don't... You're a student. Behave yourself. Don't... I know where you live. I've inspected your room, mate. I know what it's like. Get in there. I thought, that's odd, this student seems to have a double bed. I didn't think we allowed that kind of stuff in the student year. And he's married, so it's all right. So he's let off. This time. It says in Luke 14 that suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? When he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and then goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbours together and says, rejoice with me, I've found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one person that enters into relationship with God than over 99 who already have done that. And I believe there's some people like that this morning. You might already know who Jesus is. You might have a relationship with him already, or you may not have. But this message is for you. It's for the one. It's for the one person sitting where you're sitting, probably. Is that okay? It's not a serious message. It's going to have some fun. Because remember, the message is it's a sheep that goes thump at the fright. And there's a point in that. And you'll get to that when we kind of come through the message here. I try to have a look. Okay, Pastor Clive did all this stuff about how the sheep, how are they the strongest? How are they the most intense? How are they the most unsheepish? And he was saying it's when they've got their heads down. When you see a sheep with its head down, you have two choices. You can either say mint sauce, or you can get the other side of the fence. Because actually, we might think sheep are fairly docile, and they are. They're kind of simple creatures, and they are. But when you get them together, they become a fierce fighting machine. They do. One on its own can get picked off. It may be that the one that's come this morning, maybe the world's trying to pick you off a bit, trying to have a bit of a growl at you. Maybe it's trying to intimidate you a little bit. Maybe it's trying to tell you you'll never make it. Maybe it's trying to tell you that the only way is down. Maybe life at the moment is trying to tell you there's no alternative. Well, let me just tell you that all of those things might be facts in your life, but it's not the truth about your life. Amen. Amen. I was reading the lion. Do you know the lion, the big lion, big many thing? Not kind of Lion King, but the lion. Most of the victims of a lion die of heart attack. Because you get this great big hairy lion, not like me, all right? I'm not hairy and I'm not lion. Oh. Come on, people. I want to do the notices. I need to be at least as funny as Dave. Next week I'll wear a Spurs shirt and that'll make you laugh. Anyway. When a lion is hungry, when a lion wants to express his dominance, he roars. And apparently you can hear that 2 kilometres away. And when the natural prey of a lion hear it, a lot of them just go, that's it, I'm toast. And I have a heart attack. Okay, it's maybe not as scientifically as that. But that's the upshot, is they hear this sound and immediately they think, no point. Waste of time. I'm just going to have a heart attack. And boom, I'm just going to die. It saves the lion having to run too fast, right? But it's a sound. It's intimidatory. Yeah. Maybe there's some of you here that there's kind of sound around your world, and maybe it's just trying to do something on the inside of you, which isn't very helpful. Maybe it's the sound of a medical prognosis. Maybe it's the sound of there's redundancies. Maybe it's the sound of I want a divorce. Maybe it's the sound of you are whatever. Let me just tell you that Jesus has come for the one sitting on your seat that's thinking that right now. Because the Bible talks about lions. It says there is a lion that grows around the world of our lives, and he appears to be really ferocious, but actually he's a great big pussycat. Whereas when the flock, the sheep, gather together, there's a brilliant protective mechanism that begins to kick in. You are stronger together than you will ever be on your own. There is a strength in numbers, which is why Jesus is interested in bringing the one back into the 99 to make it complete, to make it 100. Jesus isn't so much about the numbers, he's interested in the ones are only complete when they're with the 99. The one is only really secure when it's walking with everybody else. The one is only really full when it knows what it looks like with the other. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So the one's really important. Why is the one important? Well, there's a really great scripture here. It comes from Ezekiel, which is a kind of an old guy, lived in the Old Testament, the beginning bit of the Bible, years and years and years ago. And he saw lots of stuff from God, and God spoke to him in certain ways. And this is one of the things that God said through this guy, Ezekiel. It's in chapter 34. It says, "For this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them." Cool. "As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered. on a day of clouds and darkness. And I will bring them out of every nation and gather them from every country, and I will bring them into their own land. What's that talking about? It's talking about God sees that the sheep are scattered sometimes. He sees that sometimes things intimidate the sheep and they run out rather than running together. God is saying, actually, I'm going to send someone who's going to come and gather everyone. Everyone's sheep is important. Everyone's sheep has a destiny. Everyone's sheep has a plan. But it's only really going to be outworked as we work together. Again, repeating some of the last few Sundays, but maybe some of you weren't here in the last few Sundays. This is still God speaking. He says, I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines and in the settlements in the land. I will tend them in great pasture, and mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. They will lie down in good grazing land, and they will feed in rich pastures, and I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. What I'm not talking about is how you and I go out looking to help people. I know we do that, and it's brilliant. I'm talking about the fact that God himself initiated the idea. I don't believe there are any good ideas that God doesn't know about. I don't think there's anything new under the sun. And I know, you know, if you live in the UK, maybe you've forgotten what the sun is, all right, but it's a big shiny thing out there. But I don't believe there's anything new under the sun. I believe God initiates every good idea. And this was a good idea. God said, I'm going to find the ones. And I'm going to come alongside the ones and make them more than one. Because with God's help, we become more than the sum of our parts. With God's initiative, we all become more than just ones, but we become many. And when we're many, the sheep are really strong. The sheep are powerful. How do sheep protect themselves? I had a look at this. I know Pastor Clyde might have mentioned some of this. I found two ways. And this is the point of we are sheep who go thump at the fright. Because actually their main defense mechanism is they get in a huddle, they put their heads down and they stamp their feet. Now they don't stamp their feet because they're stressed or stroppy or teenagers, all right? That's not what they're stamping their feet for. They're stamping their feet because they're making a sound. Or they're making a squelch if it's in Horsham, right? They're making a squelch, but they're doing something together. They're expressing to the outside world. Come and have us if you're there. Come and take us on. We might look woolly, but on the inside's a lion. Oh, hello. They might not be out of roar, but they can be together. They got their heads down. There's a determination. Yeah, we are taking an offensive attitude towards the world coming towards me. And they begin to stamp their feet. Without making this sound too, what's he talking about? I believe as Christians, we can stamp our feet. Yeah. Let's just stand up a minute. Can you do that? That's why I should be standing up the whole time. Well done, you obedient lot. If you can't stand up, that's it, Chris. Pull her up. That's it. Put her up by a scarf. Don't pull her up by a scarf. Just stamp your feet. Okay, so we can all stamp our feet. You see, when God said he was going to come, God wasn't just going to send a messenger. He wasn't just going to send an envoy. He was going to come himself. And when this sheep receives the shepherd, it's like it's the shepherd living in sheep's clothes. So it might look sheepish on the outside. But if we've received the shepherd, we've got a lion of Judah on the inside. So we know there's a lion out there and it says he roams around because he's boring. If you're not sure what I mean, look at the book of Job, two chapters. He has to come before the presence of God. And God says, what have you been doing? He says, just wandering around. And then about a millennia later, he gets him back again, or whatever. He says, what have you been doing? Just wandering around. Boring. Get a life. Right, so inside every sheep is a lion of the tribe of Judah. There is something about the inside of a sheep that this lion is scared of. But let me tell you, when we flock together, he's petrified. I said, when we flock together, because we become greater than the sum of our parts. God does something beyond what we can do individually. We can build city walls. We can see society change like this DVD was showing us. Not one person can change that, but together we can. Yes. But this message, remember, is for the one that may be here this morning. Is it because you stamp your feet, just do it again, because it kind of looks funny. And it sounds great. I believe part of what we're doing is we're just reaffirming as Christians, actually, all of these issues are under there. All these issues, because they're now under the feet of the shepherd, and the shepherd now lives in me as one of his sheep, then they now live under my feet too. So as a congregation, as a flock, if you want, we're all standing up and we're stamping our feet, not because we're going off on one, because we can't get our own way, but we're actually making a bit of declaration, actually, this is the sound that sheep make. Because there are some people here tonight. Tonight? We've been here that long? God, mate. Gary's laugh. Laugh with everybody else, Gary. Is that okay? It's easier. We might be here tonight, but I'm hoping not, because I'm hoping God's going to do everything he wants to do before at least the Grand Prix highlights are on. But as we stand up as sheep, we're making a declaration. Whatever sound it is that you came in through the doors with, we're making a declaration to that. Is that could be the last sound I hear like that. Because actually I've been hearing since I've arrived, love, what does it sound like? Sounds like people saying, hi, how are you doing at the door? Sounds like people saying, come and have a coffee at the door. It sounds like people saying, this is what we're doing next at the door. It sounds like the bit of the words that we had singing up there. One was, he leaves the one that was lost, right? What was that line? Come on, anybody who think there's an invisible person organising everything? It's called the Good Shepherd. And that's why I know there's ones here. There's ones here, and this message is just for you. You might be sat in a row of 20, you might be sat on your own because you don't know anybody. I don't know, but this message is for you. And as we stamp our feet, you might not know Jesus, you might not even be aware of the name. Maybe you've used it in 1,000 different ways. But let me just tell you, somebody near you is stamping for you to hear it. There's someone around you right now that is saying, actually, my God can change your life. My God can heal you. My God can set you free. My God can reverse your prognosis. My God can change your eternity. My God can heal you and set you free. Someone around you. It's stamping their feet, not at you, but for you. Someone around this place, somebody in your row, someone somewhere is believing God for you right now because you are the most important one other than Jesus in this room right now. As I was praying this morning, God says a few things that I'm going to deal with. Fear. Why can God deal with fear? You all right standing up just for a couple of minutes? If you need to sit down, that's fine. I might come and join you. It says in Luke 12, do not fear, little flock. You see, God isn't interested in the size of how he starts, but in the size of how he intends to finish. God isn't interested in how we might have meandered through life, or maybe the world is trying to pick us off. He's saying, do not fear. There's some do nots that the sheep do not do. I do not fear. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to fear anymore. And it's not about the size of the sheep. It's about the flock. We're gathering together because we believe Jesus is Lord. We believe he's the same. We believe he heals today because he healed yesterday. We believe he can change your life today because he changed mine one day. That's how I know Jesus is the same, because he changed my life one day. It might have been in 1986, but he's no different today than he was on that day. He goes on to say, do not be afraid, little flock, your father. There's some people here this morning that God wants to remind you that you have a very, 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 very great opportunity for a very powerful relationship. Maybe your own one with your dad wasn't brilliant. Maybe the ones with your wife isn't brilliant. Maybe the one with your husband isn't brilliant. Maybe the ones with your kids aren't brilliant. Maybe just you and your parents, it's just not working. But let me tell you, this flock has a father over it. And it's this father that wants to come into your situation right now and remind you, I'm for you. I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. I promise to come into the flock of sheep and bring everybody in that's been scattered. There's a Father. He loves you. And he can't not. He can't not love you. He just can't. Every time he's awake, he loves you. And let me tell you, God never sleeps. And it goes on in scripture, do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father. And this next bit is especially for you that have received Christ as Lord. Because Jesus didn't say this to the whole crowd. He didn't say this to the whole disciples. He didn't say this to the whole Pharisees. He said it to people that already made a decision. Yeah, I'm coming with you. All right, if you read it, it says, my Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. So if you know Christ as Lord already, you need to cheer up. Give your face a rest. Have a smile. It'll do you the world of good. Because directly, the one sitting in your... you're standing? Oh, you can't see. You stood, right? Okay, you're standing. Man, you're short. You're standing. That's brilliant. Those of you that are standing right now, that you already know Christ is your Lord, then I just want to remind you that he's already given you, forget the size, he's already given you something massive. It's called the kingdom of heaven. He gave that to you when you received him as shepherd. He gave that to you when he received him as Lord. Do not be afraid. You can sit down now if you want to. Some of you are looking as if... Okay. You're very obedient, lot. Don't fall asleep, though, because I start throwing stuff. Like the front row. So do not be afraid, little flock, it says in Luke 12. For your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Now this is not a message about what the kingdom is, because we could do that for next 10 years and still only get to the surface of it. It's to remind the ones in the room. If you've already received the greatest one that ever lives, ever lived and ever died and ever rose again, if you've received the one with the big O, the greatest one, then you've received this kingdom already. Tumbleweed. Anybody do the tumbleweed? If you have already received this great one, the great shepherd, the Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, if you have already received him, you have already received this kingdom. You have already received this kingdom. And it gave the Father the utmost joy to give it to you. So if you are the one that's sitting there thinking, well, you know, my life kind of smells a bit, or this is happening, or that is happening, let me just tell you, okay, God's really pleased to have given you something bigger than you. God thought it was a great idea, so don't be afraid. And in a little while, I'm going to give you the opportunity to respond, because I think there are some things that are just causing a bit of fear in the place, a bit of intimidation. Again, God was speaking to me, as I mentioned earlier, things that can separate us. We can feel separated. Well, actually, no, we're not. We're in the body. We are in the flock that's being shepherded by the greatest shepherd that ever lived. It may be that some of us just have a medical situation that is separating us from our future in our head. Maybe we were just having a great time and then suddenly something just cut across the path of our lives. And what it's telling us is, it's not going to be how you thought and how you hoped and how you believed. Well, let me just tell you that God is still for you. God is still your shepherd, and God has still given you a kingdom which will never spoil or perish or fade. There's some people in the room, and if this, you might be the one that this is for, that your job's under threat. Why? Because people's jobs are under threat sometimes. You might be taking that a bit personally. It's like, you know, the whole world's having a go at me and now I'm doing this as well. Well, let me just tell you. And I think Pastor Jonathan mentioned it. There's always jobs, employment in the kingdom of God. Amen. There is no unemployment or benefit in the kingdom of God in that sense. There's always loads for people to do. Yes. Hallelujah. But that might be you. Maybe you're the one sat in a room that you get bullied. This is a stranger. It's like, what do you mean? The Lord told me, God told me, he said, there are some adults, some grown-ups that just get bullied in the workplace. I'm not going to ask you to put your hands up, but I know there's at least one in the room, because this message is for the one that is in the room, right? Yep. Well, God wants to set you free this morning. Because it was not for bullying that Christ has set you free. It was for freedom that Christ has set us free. Now, it may not stop the bullying in terms of the process of it, but it will totally change how you deal with it. So remember the purpose of the lie, make a big noise, we have a heart attack. That is not how we're made. There's a stronger voice inside of you if you know Christ as Lord. It's a voice that says, come on, let's do this together. It's a voice that says, we can do this. Just trust me and I'll make it change. There might be the one in the room where you've just had this massive crisis in relationship. And I just sense this was more in the home context. Maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's your son or your daughter. Maybe it's your husband or a wife. But there's just this boom has gone on. God didn't cause the boom, but he's certainly going to help you out of it. Because God wants to make sure everyone in this room knows that he'll come and find the one. He'll come and find you out. The word said that we read in Ezekiel, he comes to where the scattering sheep have been and he pulls them in. Every nation, every country, every tribe, whatever our background, whatever our colour, whatever our social standing, whatever our financial backing, the shepherd knows how to find every one. And he wants to do that this morning. I said he wants to do that this morning. He knows your address. Last week we were being encouraged and inspired. What a great message about how to build God's address. Remember, get it on watch and listen if you haven't heard it. Brilliant message. What God is reminding us now is he knows your address. He knows where you live. He knows what's going on around the world that you live in. And he wants to come right in the middle of that and change it. He wants to come right at where we're at and change it. And only God can do that. It says of God that he authors, he begins things, and he finishes things. God wants to do something new in the one this morning. You might be the one. If you are, great. I hope everybody else is enjoying listening in. But I know there's some individuals here that you would come under some of these categories, or maybe you're just sitting there thinking, it's all right for everybody else apart from me. Well, that makes you the one, right? We're one by exception rather than one by inclusion. Do you understand? That's okay for everybody else, but you know, if you knew me, well, then you are the one. Or I've heard all this before, and last time I tried it, it didn't work. Then you're still the one. Well, actually, my life's great and it's brilliant. You are still the one. Or maybe you're sitting there thinking, when is this guy going to shut up? There might be loads of you. Like, I don't know. We won't have a show of hands. I see that hand. Thanks. All I'm saying is that the shepherd, who is utterly faithful, utterly trustworthy, knows how to help the sheep deal with lions and bears and tigers and things. It comes out of a song. Wizard of Oz, right? God knows how to come right into your now. And he's prepared to do that right now. So that on the inside you just know it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. All is well with my soul. It's going to be all right. I've turned a corner this morning. Because I've realised actually I'm part of a flock. And okay, I might have to set my head a little bit towards the future. Be a bit determined. Not hard-headed actually, but just determined. There's a determination. I'm just going to... That's the end of this now. This is my attitude with this bullying. It's stopping. This is the attitude with the intimidation. It's stopping today. This is the attitude towards fear. This is the attitude towards depression. This is it. Sometimes we just got to stamp our feet. That's it. You, Chad, can you just stand up? Okay, Lord of the Rings 1. Last bit. You shall not.
You shall not pass.
There we go. See, we have a bit of a thing going on here. I don't know why, whereas a good thing, it's definitely a thing. I watched that and I thought, okay, the guy's an unusual guy, the actor's an unusual guy, but I like the sentiment.
Yeah.
You shall not pass. That's it. This sheep is roaring. This sheep is going to roar, and everything that's roaring at me is going to hear it and have a heart attack. The sheep are rising in this place. The sheep are arising in this place. Let me tell you, the sheep must find sheep. So we're going to pray for some folk in a little while. You probably already know who you are anyway. Something's going off either there or there. Because the one is responding now. If nothing's happening with you, then you just respond to what's happening with you. If you feel like you're dead, you're probably right. Which case, you just need to respond to the life that's in the place this morning. Let's all stand up, shall we? So this message... it's about the sheep that went thump at the fright. And if you know Christ and you know Jesus is more than just a storybook hero or a man of legend or somebody in the past, if he's more than a swear word. But Jesus is God. He's alive. We know he's alive. Even if we didn't understand it or how does it work, we've already read some blue cards, which is some of the sheep saying, "Shepherd, help me." And then we've heard some orange cards, which is really the shepherd using people or helping people, saying, actually, he's done that. Yes. So even if you didn't know that Jesus was alive, you must be getting an idea because he's still answering and he's still moving. And let me tell you, dead people don't do that. Maybe something in the atmosphere, and again, we were reminded of that before, maybe there's just something, it's just a spark, there's just in something lifting your heart, there's just something that's just helping you. He's called God. He is our help in time of need. He is very, very close when we're in trouble. Yes. Maybe that's what you're experiencing right now. Maybe it's just like, actually, there's something in this. I only came because I wanted to have a view. Well, maybe your view is changing right now. God's view about you has never changed. When he looked out over the life that we live, he loves us, but he doesn't love everything we do. So let's just close our eyes, shall we? It goes dark. It's all right. That's normal. I have to say that in case the sheep get a bit spooked. And it might be there's just one. And you might just be the only one here, right? And that's fine. But I think there's at least one. Do you just come in because you just come on a Sunday? Maybe you just started coming. Maybe it's your first time. Maybe you've come with a friend. Maybe you just couldn't find anything else to do on a Sunday morning. It was wet. There's nothing great on the telly. Well, whatever. You are the one that God wanted to come here and hear this morning. You're very, very important right now. You're very important to God and therefore you're very important to us because we want to make sure that you don't leave without knowing the shepherd in your life. We want to make sure that you know there is someone very, very big, very, very strong, very, very powerful. His name is Jesus and he wants to use your life in a new and a fresh way. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. He doesn't just want to look at sheep as he walks past the door. He wants to come to the seat where you are sitting or standing near right now. Maybe your heart's thumping a bit. Maybe your head's thinking, oh, this is crazy. Well, just silence your head a little bit and go with your heart right now. Because your head will tell you loads of things and some of them are good and some of them aren't. But maybe you just want to know a little bit more about who this Jesus is. Jesus is great. He's awesome. He takes us the rest of our lives to get to know really, really well. But we can start that journey in a new way today if you want to. So I'm not going to take long for a response, okay? Because you're either the one there or you're the next to the one there. But if you just want to know a little bit more about Jesus, come and have a talk with someone. Come and maybe talk a little bit more about what you've been hearing and experiencing all morning. Then I'd like you in a moment just to raise your hand really quickly, not like that, because that's too quick, right? Because when I see that hand, I'm going to know that you mean it. But more importantly, God is going to know that you mean it too. So we're just going to have a few seconds. If there's anybody here, I know there's one, because this message is for you. God wants to help you. He wants to change your life. He wants to give you hope and a future. Wants to take you out of a life of just everything just goes wrong, you don't know what to do with it, into actually things can start going right when you start living for God. So if that is you, just going to give you an opportunity right now just to put your hand up and say, yeah, that's me. If you want to do that, that'll be cool. We can go on to the next bit. If someone's chatting to you right now, if you just feel somebody next door, just ask them, okay, you the one, should you be putting your hand up now? Because I'll put mine up with you. It's all right. Last time of asking for that because we move on and do something else. You just want to know a little bit more about who this Jesus is, about what he's done for us, about how he's made it possible to have a great relationship with God personally. He can give us a whole new life and a whole new lifestyle. If you want to know a little bit more about this Jesus, just put your hand up so I can see it. It'd be cool. Nobody should be looking around right now. You should either be looking at your eyelids or you should be looking at me saying, yeah, it's me. Okay, let's just move this on a little bit then. I know there are some ones in here that, okay, the whole home situation, maybe it's just been a bit stressy. Maybe it's just been a bit loud and a bit noisy, but you kind of recognise, actually, this isn't God's best right now. This isn't the kingdom life right now. And it'd be great to pray with you. Or if you just feel a little bit like, actually, I don't actually know where my life is going. Kind of, you know, there's this threat of this in the workplace, or maybe there are just people in there that you just kind of freak you out a bit. Maybe you feel as if they're just having a go at you because you're a Christian. Well, the Bible says when they have a go at you, they have a go at Christ. And Christ is utterly, utterly trustworthy. And he will defend you because he already has and he already will. But it might be at the moment, it doesn't feel like that. In which case, we'd love to pray for you as well. So if you come into any of these categories, just start coming out the front. So I'm just going to read a few more out and we want to pray with you together. So there's just been like a bit of a blow up in the home. It's just, okay, I don't know where this is going. Or maybe there's this threat in the workplace. It's just, I don't know what's happening next. Maybe there's some people here, you've just had a prognosis medically. It's like, okay, my life was going in such a great way. Now suddenly I've heard this. It's like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? Maybe that's you. Just start coming out the front. I know there's some ones here. It's not going to be many, just ones. That's it. Bless you. Just come on out the front. There's some in here where just there's kind of a breakdown in a key relationship was the sense that I had. Maybe a parent. Maybe it's a husband or a wife, but it's a key relationship and it's just kind of made you feel a bit like really down and really like the whole world's having a go at you. Well, Jesus wants to come and meet you right now and speak to your life right now and at least reassure you, just keep your eyes on me, it's going to be all right because I know how to shepherd you. I'm not talking, there's not going to be hundreds, right? Don't think, oh, he's not very anointed, there's nobody responding. I'm not anointed, Jesus is anointed. I'm just telling what he's telling me, okay? That's it, just huddle up in the middle a bit. There's a few more. Now, all of your eyes should be closed, right? If you're being an obedient sheep, meh. Not goats, but. Okay, is that all right? Because we're not here to embarrass these people. The shepherd wants to come and meet these people right now, right where they're at. He wants to come and speak something to them that only the shepherd can. He wants to come and do something to them that only the shepherd can, because that's why he's the good shepherd. There's a couple of older teenagers here, university kind of age, and there is an intimidatory going on there in a sense of people want you to take on a lifestyle, but you know it's wrong. But what they're saying, basically begin to say, is if you don't do this, you're weird. And actually, you know that you're the normal one, they're weird, right? There's a few older guys, maybe late teens, early 20s, around that age, and it's like there's just a bit of intimidation going on around your world right now that's trying to make you live in a way that you know you shouldn't do. You just come out and join these guys because I'm going to get some of the leadership and the life group leaders to come and pray with you, but it's going to happen quite quickly. So you've got about 15 seconds. All right? Cool. Now, if you're not out the front, what does that mean? It means you're the one that's going to begin to pray. We are the house of prayer, right? If you are part of the leadership, life group leaders, I'd like you to come out and join the one team, the front row guys, if you can come out and join as well. Worship leader. Yeah, get these guys up here. Yeah, Chad and Pete, come up here and join me so I'm not the only one. And what I'd like you to do is, just very quickly say, right, what is God going to do right now? So life group leaders, there should be plenty of you. Spread yourselves around. Have a conversation with these lovely, lovely people. If you're the one stood in your chair still, just lift up your hands with me. Just lift up your hands to heaven right now and just thank God. Just thank God right now where you're standing. He loves you and you know it. If you're a life group leader, just engage with some of these people standing here. Have a conversation with them. There's loads of people up near Chad's end of the stage. Just say to them, right, what's God going to do right now? You don't have to go into massive detail, but just agree. Thank you, Jesus. We got all our life group leaders out front row. Claire, Lena, if you come out and join them with Ralph, as long as he doesn't. Is Ralph around? Ralph, you come and join us, mate. Angela, that's it, come on. Make sure that everybody's got someone. Claire, can you? All of you that are standing where you're standing, come on, let's all stand up together, shall we? Let's stand together. God is healing people. He's delivering people right now. He's setting people free. Hallelujah. 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 I know I'm going on a bit, but I can't help it. I do know there's at least one person in the room. You just need to know a little bit more about who Jesus is. There's nothing scary going on here. The sheep are serving the sheep right now. They're praying together. They're agreeing together as Christians in the love of God and with the help of the presence of God to see some healing. But I know there's at least one person in the room. You just want to know a little bit more about Jesus. So if you want to come out as well, now's your time. Or maybe you just want to come and have a chat with me at the end. We'll have a coffee together and I can introduce you a little bit more to Jesus. That'll be amazing. Come on, let's lift up our hands over the house. Everybody that's standing, let's just worship Him. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.